Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 5, 1804, day 53 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard side of the river under a high bank. Latitude 39 degrees, 25 minutes, 41 seconds north. You can't locate a camping place more accurately than giving the latitude and longitude calculations. The phrase, camped under a high bank, or an island on the larboard, as the captains often wrote, leaves a question as to the exact place. At this time, there were a lot of very high banks along the river, so while they may be accurate descriptions of the place, they do not give specific location. On the 3rd of July, Clark wrote about finding a very fat horse, which apparently was lost. He mentions this horse in today's journal entry.
Set out early this morning. Swam the horse across the river. Proceeded on for 2 miles under the bank where the old Kansas town formerly stood. The cause of those people moving from this place is unknown to me, but naturally conclude that war has reduced their nation and compelled them to move further into the plains with a view of defending themselves and opposing their enemy more effectively on horseback. Passed some very bad sandbars situated parallel to each other, and the boat turned 3 times. She received no perceivable damage. We came in for dinner at a beaver house, and Captain Lewis's dog Seaman went in and drove them out. Deer are not so plentiful as in the past 3 days. Elk are plenty about the prairies, and some buffalo sign. Captain William Clark, July 5, 1804.
Before the party left St. Louis, Captain Meriwether Lewis spent several days in that city recruiting French boatmen for the trip. While he was there, according to one source, he also purchased a Newfoundland dog for $20. Others state he bought the dog for a great price in Washington, D.C. before he left for Pittsburgh in 1803. Stephanie Ambrose, in her book The Lewis and Clark Companion, says that this is documented in Lewis's Ohio Journal. Today, the price might be as high as $1,500. This large black dog made the entire journey with Captain Lewis. Newfies are known for their strength and excellent swimming ability. For years, because much of the ink of the journals had become smeared, researchers thought the dog's name was Scannon. And so there were many Newfoundland dogs named Scannon in the honor of the Lewis and Clark expedition. But in 1916, a researcher by the name of Donald Jackson discovered that Captain Lewis had named a tributary of Montana's Blackfoot River Seaman's Creek, leading to the conclusion that the dog's name actually was Seaman. There are sculptures commemorating Seaman at both Case Park in Kansas City, Missouri, and at Fort Clatsop in Oregon. Tomorrow, the men sweat in streams.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark read by Ken Quinley. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.